Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Shir in Mishnayos. We're holding in Maseches Edeos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Zayin. Ha'isha miskadeshes bedinar v'shave dinar. A woman becomes married or betrothed, really more accurately, the first stage of halachic marriage, with a dinar or that which is equivalent to a dinar. You know, we know, probably most of us know, that in order to enact a marriage, lahalacha, you have to give the woman something, and via receiving that item, she essentially gives herself over as a wife. I mean, it's not really a classic kinyan sale the way you would think of buying an item. Obviously, a woman's not an item, but she is meshabed herself. She commits herself to the commitments of being a wife and also creates the iser of eshes ish from herself and any other man. So that happens only with passage of a certain amount of money. And Beis Shammai holds that it's a dinar or that which is worth a dinar. That's a halacha that we're probably used to, and it's the equivalent of a pruta. Says the Mishnah, "Vakami hi pruta? How much is a pruta? Echa mishmona bi isar italki, 1/8 out of the Italian isar." This is probably not related to any sort of currency in the modern day, but there was some sort of coin called the Italian isar, and it's an eighth out of that. It's a very small amount. I think they estimate nowadays it could be a few pieces of candy or a snack could be equivalent to a pruta. It's a very, very small amount to enact a halachic marriage. Mishamai says, Potehu es ishto beget yashin. So now another machlogis. Mishamai says one is able to dismiss his wife, to divorce his wife, with what's called an old get. Now, Vesila comes along, doesn't argues on that, and then the Mishnah defines what that is. Vesila osim. Vesila says one cannot do that. Ezu get yashin. What is this get yashin thing? So it's similar to the first halacha here, if you're paying attention to the Mishnah, where we brought the two shitas and then defined what a pruta was. Now bringing two shitas and defining what a get yashin is. Any case where he, the man in question, was with Yichud, was alone together with his wife, which is now going to be a former wife, after he wrote the get. And so he wrote the get and didn't give it to her. Then they were in some way together in a way that would suggest that perhaps they cohabitated. And then he gave her the get. That's a get yashan. We'll discuss it from the Rav why it would be good, why it wouldn't be good, etc. One who divorces his wife for the regular get, it seems, a normal way, and then spends the night with her, though, in an inn. Beishamai says one does not need to give her another get. I mean, we assume that the divorce is still there. They didn't remarry in any sort of halachic way. As we know, bia, being together, is one way of enacting a marriage, too. So one might have suspected that they did that in the inn, in which case they'd be married again. If he wanted to give, to divorce her again, he'd have to give her another get. So Beishamai says not the case. But Beisil says it is. We assume that they reunited, and thereby he would need to give her another get if he wants to divorce her again. But when is this all true? Only if the divorce happened after they were fully married. As I mentioned before, there are two steps of a halachic marriage. The marriage is what's called kiddushin, which in English we call betrothal, but it enacts a proper marriage in certain ways. For instance, the Isra of Eishes Ish starts then. So that's kiddushin. And that at that point, they're still usher to each other, the man and wife, just that, you know, she is destined for him. And then there's what's called nisuin, which is the second step. We do all of this at a modern wedding today at the chuppah itself. So, you know, we don't generally have two stages, not in a halachic sense. So if it was a full marriage, and then they got divorced, and then they stay the other in this inn, then we have this halachic dispute. If they only did erisin, which is another word for kiddushin, I mean that first step, if they only did the first step of the marriage, and it's rechimena get sheni, there's no way that they're going to need another get. Because he's not, we'll translate it as comfortable with her. It doesn't make sense. They were never together before. He engaged himself to this woman and then decided that they didn't want to get married. He had to give her a get that's required even after the stage of engagement. But then it doesn't make sense that all of a sudden they would make a physical relationship when they find themselves together in an inn. So we don't assume that they were together even according to Beis Hillel, and therefore everybody agrees there wouldn't be a need of a second get. The first get would still be applicable. So says the Rav here, Bedina Rishav Bedina, Umishkal Adinar Tishim Vitesha Seoros Kesef. Yeah, the weight of a dinar is 96 corns of kesef, seor, like a barley corn, of silver. Right? Remember, the currency up until the modern day was based on actual weights of metals. So that is the weight of a dinar, 96 pieces of silver. Pruta is chatzi seor kesef. That is half of one silver barley corn, so to speak. So that's incredibly much smaller than dinar. Yeah. And isar, and the Mishnah, though, despite those definitions of weight, the Mishnah apparently had a different way of measuring, because the Mishnah says it's 1/8 out of an isar. Mishkolo arba garini se'ora. Because the isar, we know, is 4 barley corns. Finikri italki, why are we calling it italki? Al shem, shayim atzbe hayotze be italia. Because it was a commonly spent currency in Italy. Okay, so that's the first halacha we had. The next one was get yashan. What's get yashan? Can mefarshva also, shekosav legarshi sishto, a guy wrote to divorce his wife, after the get was written, he was together alone with her. Shamayel was like this. We don't make a gezeira that would be known as perhaps the get came before her son. What would that be? If a person writes a get and then decides, I'm going to wait a year, I'm going to wait 2 years. Bain Kasivil and Asiyah between writing that get and giving it to her. Then I'm going to push it off. And in that interim period, they have children together, and then he divorces her. When people see that the time stamp on the get, they're writing the time, the date, right, was written, before the son was born. They won't know that there was this delay between writing the get and giving the get. So he was swearing, they'll think that he gave her the get right when he wrote it. They're going to say that clearly the son over here was born from her as a single woman, or from any other single woman, but it probably people related to her. She was single. That'll be a big pagam on her relation, on her reputation and the son's reputation, and therefore we'd be worried about that. That is why Beis Hillel would worry and say you can't divorce with a get yasham, and Beis Shammai is apparently not worried about this. Psak halacha psak is lo yigarish adam ishto beget yashan. A person is not allowed to divorce his wife with such a get. But if one did divorce his wife with such a thing, and then the husband, the former husband, went away, so there's no way to get him to write a new get, she can go ahead and get married lechal chilo, meaning we would assume, like Beis Shammai, after the fact at least, that we're not going to worry about it. Now, the third case was, a person divorced his wife and then stayed with her in an inn. V'lani imo b'pundagi, she stayed with him in an inn. Yav yesh sham eide yichud, there are eidim that witnessed that they were together alone. But there are no eidim that are saying that they actually did a maisa bia, that they were together in the physical sense. Beis Hillel savri, Beis Hillel holds, hein eide yichud, hein eide bia, those eidim that saw that they went into a room together and closed the door, that's the exact same that's equivalent to saying that they were physically together. We assume a person does not intend for his actions with a woman to be just called znus, he means to affect the marriage. That's our assumption in halacha, according to Beis Hillel. It might be difficult for us to understand, Rechman al-Islam, with our society that we live amongst nowadays, that would be the case. But that apparently at least was the case. When a person does have the ability that he would make that physical relationship not for the sake of znus, not for promiscuity, he therefore means to make a marriage out of it. It must be that he married her with that active bia. We would not say that those eidim of yichud are the same or equivalent to eidim of yichud of bia until they actually see the action. So really, that's the mekor machlokes. Everybody agrees that in theory, if you did have eidim to the bia itself, then we would say that he means to marry her with that bia, and we wouldn't need a get sheni. Right? The only reason it's a machlokes over here is we don't have eidim like that according to Beis Shammai. Yeah. And then the last part of the Mishnah specified that it would only be true if they were fully married, then got divorced, then were together alone in this inn. But if they were only half married, I mean to say only the betrothal stage, then there was no physical relation there to begin with. They're not suddenly going to spark one up when they find themselves together in this hotel. Even Beis Hillel would agree to that. Again, though, if you had the Eidim in that case, obviously it would go against that assumption. Yeah, and it would all be the same. And we would assume he wouldn't make his bia bilas nus, and we'd assume he married her with that too. Says Mishnah Ches, Beisham Matirnes Atzaris Lo'achim, Beis Hillel Osem, a very famous machlokes in Yuvalmus. Yeah, that says Beis Shammai would allow what's called Tzaros to brothers. Tzaros are, we should define like this. We'll give a little background over here. And in the beginning of Yuvalmus, we say that there are 15 women that will pater what's called their Tzaros from Chalitza and Yibum. So it's like this. There are different types of women that are usher to a person with an Isser Erva. Right? Meaning to say, midiraisa, one would get karis for being with that. It's one's daughter, one's granddaughter, et cetera. There's a big list over there. Now, if any of those were married to this person's brother, let's spell it out like this. Reuven has a daughter named Sarah. Sarah is married, and it's a lachali mutter, that Sarah is married to Reuven's brother, Shimon. Okay? You can marry one, you can marry a niece. right? So he's married to his niece. Yeah. Umeis achiv below banim. Then though, the brother dies without nisans, meaning to say that brother that Shimon in our case died without any children. Finifalas levan of the yibum, right? Wait a minute, I must have the case wrong. One second, I got the names messed up in my head. So again, Reuven has a daughter. Reuven is married to Reuven has a daughter, right? That's married to Shimon. Let's say it like this. There we go. Fine. No, I said correct. Shimon then passes away. Now, in theory, Reuven's daughter would have to marry him. That obviously cannot happen because Reuven is also to his own daughter. At that point, though, being that that causes an issue, that posters everyone else that would potentially do chalitza. Let's say Shimon had other wives, right, that also didn't have children with him, that when in theory married Reuven, they would also be pater from Yibum and chalitza. That's called a tsaros erva. A tsaros erva is, tsar means a rival wife that is an iser erva. If she falls to Yibum, to what is an erva, then and thereby cannot obviously accomplish that Yibum and has pater from chalitza, so too all the other wives that would fall to that person in Yibum are going to putter from Yibum and Echlis. I hope that came out pretty clear. I think it did. So, like this. The Shammai says, would mater the tsaros la'achim. He would mater those tsaros to the brothers. Mean to say that those tsaros, right, those rival wives of any of these Isuri Erva, right, even though that Erva woman itself is Usur, right, yeah, they can still do Yibum. I mean, he disagrees with what we said. Essentially what our Hakdama was according to Beis Hillel, right? And Beis Shammai disagrees with all of it, right? That even though the Arayas themselves are Aser, they hold that it's Mutter for Yibum to happen to those brothers. Only the actual Erva will be out of the picture. The other wives can come along and do this. Okay. So that's the beginning of our mission. Beishamai Matters Tsaros. Beis Hillel Osrim, Beis Hillel Asers, which is the Shita we're probably used to understanding. The one I gave the Hakdama for. So Chalitza, what if they did Chalitza? Beishamai posli mina kahuna, Beishamai apostles from kahuna, Beisil machshir, Beisil machshirs. We're going to see what's going on here in the Rav, obviously. Nisiyabmu, what if they did Yibum? Beishamai machshir, Beishamai machshirs that, Beisil apostlin. Now, the last part of the mission is pretty amazing. So afu bisha elu apostlin ve'el machshir, even though we have this many cases here where one camp, Beishamai Beisil, would apostle and one would machshir, lo nimnu Beishamai melisa nashim Beisilel, neither Beis Shammai nor Beis Hillel would refrain from marrying women from the other side. Despite the machlokas, if it's even mutter to do so, they would rely on each other, it seems. They would marry each other's, they would marry the wives from the other camp. Seems a similar thing. You had situations where one camp, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, would metahir something, one would say it was tame. Those cases, they would not refrain from making taharos one on top of the other. Yeah, meaning to say they would borrow each other's items and they would consider it tahar, even though, let's say, I'm a Beis Shammai person, we consider it tame, but I'll borrow it and consider it tahar because Beis Hillel said so, etc. So let's see here in the Rav. Matirin es taharos la'achim. So the Rav gives a description, hopefully similar to what we said. Taharos erva matirin osa le'isyamim la'achim. A tsara of erva matirs this other wife to do yibum to the brother in question. De'leithlu drasha de'isha la'achosolo sikach litzor. Beis Shammai does not have the drasha where the halacha comes from, that a woman to her, this is what it really, literally means, a woman to her sister, you shall not take litzror. Litzror means to combine. Right, the drasha that Beis Hillel makes is you can't take her, and you can't take her tzara, and her tzara, you can't take any rival wives. So Beis Shammai does not have that drasha, and thereby they mater tzara's erva. Yeah? Now, Chaltzu, what if they did Chalitza HaTzaris Mina Achim? What if they did Chalitza? And according to Beis Hillel, you don't have to do Chalitza. It's out of the picture. According to Beis Shammai, you could. So therefore, the din would be, in our mission over here, Beis Shammai posl Mina Kahuna, posl HaTzaris Mina Kahuna, Shea Chalitza HaTzim Chalitza, because that Chalitza, according to Beis Shammai, is a good Chalitza, and a Chalitza cannot marry Kohen. Yeah? Beis Hillel Machshirin, Shea Chalitza HaTzim Shalot Tzarek Chalitza, because according to Beis Hillel, as we said, the Chalitza wasn't totally unneeded. It's like she did Chalitza from a goy, it's nothing. Yeah, and then what if Nisiyabnu, La'achim, what if they did do the Yibum? So Beis Shammai Machshirin, Beis Shammai said, very good, Osam Kohanim. They can marry Kohanim after that, right? Im Nis Almana Miyabeim, if now there's going to be a widow situation out of the second marriage, right? So then everything was kosher, and there's no divorcee or anything or Chalitza happening, so it's kosher to Kohuno. Beis Hillel Poslim, Shenivalu La'esur Mehen. Beis Hillel says this woman was just with a person that was totally usher to her, There's a din that if a person, if a woman is together with a man that is usher to her in any fashion, she has a din of a zona. The zona asur l'kohen. A kohen cannot marry a zona. Yeah? So a separate halacha about that. Now, aside from a divorcee and a chalitza, he also cannot marry a zona. The first and the same pasuk there. Chalitza is actually from a drasha, whatever. Okay? Now, despite all of this, we said lo nimnu, they did not refrain. Even though those sons who came from the rival wives that did yibum, according to Beis Shammai, they are mamzerim. Yeah, according to Beis Shammai, it was mutter. They are mamzerim according to Beis Hillel. They were made, they were created despite the iser of Eishes Ach, of being wife to one's brother, and that was called on them. And according to Beis Hillel, that makes them mamzerim. Still, the Eishes Ach b'karis, it's an iser karis. V'nei chayiv v'krisis mamzerim. Any children that come out of the iser karis situation are called mamzerim. Even so, Beis Hillel did not refrain from marrying Beis Shammai's women. Because they would tell them clearly, here, you know, you guys, oh, this is a problem, so here, don't marry this one, don't marry this one. They would trust each other to tell them according to their halacha. And similarly, the Mishnah said, they would still lend kalim to each other, despite the fact that one can't might say tamei, one can't might say tahor. And still lend the things to each other. I'll just end. It's not so related to our share, but it is a little bit. There was an amazing story with Rav Yashiv that went around that a woman came to him and said, or someone came to him and reported that a man was in a horrible car accident. It was late Friday afternoon. They didn't know what would be with this man over Shabbos. There was no time to write a get. And they were worried that his wife, they didn't have any children, and his wife would fall to Yibum, because this man had a brother that was locked up in a Russian prison, unlikely to ever meet up with this woman again. And thereby, what would happen if this man would die without a get? She would be locked in to a potential Yibum / Chalitza situation with that brother that she would never be able to do the Chalitza with. And they didn't know what to do. So Rav Yashiv asked, does this man in Russia, the other brother, does he have any daughters? They said, yes. Where is that daughter? Actually, she's in Yerushalayim. So he said, phenomenal. Get that daughter quickly to run to the hospital where her uncle, the man who'd been in the car accident, is there in the hospital, and have a kiddushin happen there. Have the man marry his niece. Thereby, if at that point, if the man unfortunately would pass away, obviously she would not be able to do yibum. This daughter would not be able to yibum with her own father because of what we just learned, Saras Erva, and that would pater everybody from yibum. So you see, Hilchos Yibum Chalitza, L'chadchila l'maisa, Rav Yashiv had it at the tip of his fingers, of course. Yitzhak Shemesh Mizocha, such things. Have a wonderful